A Haynes man who faced several drug-related felonies last year has been cleared of all charges. Issues with the police investigation led to the dismissal of the charges. The now-cleared charges stem from last October, when Haynes police arrested Dean Laurie following a drug bust. Laurie originally faced 4 felony drug charges, but 2 were dropped weeks later. At that time, Assistant District Attorney Amy Page told KHNS there were legal issues that made her believe she couldn't prove 2 of the charges beyond a reasonable doubt. Page reduced the remaining charges to misdemeanors, citing Criminal Reform Bill SB 91. Last month, those charges were dismissed as well. It happened at a change of plea hearing on April 13th. Laurie pled guilty to 2 counts of violating a domestic violence protective order, and the state dropped the drug charges. Laurie's public defender, Timothy Ayer, says there were several issues with the police investigation that led to this conclusion.
In this case, we felt there were certain aspects of this investigation that fell short of the constitutional minimums for admissibility.
Ayer says before the plea deal was made, the defense was preparing to file a motion setting out the issues they'd found.
It was going to be our position in the motion that there were some infirmities in the application for the search warrant that was ultimately issued in this case, and there were infirmities in how the investigation itself were carried out, mainly the use of confidential informants and what they did as part of the investigation.
According to court documents, Laurie was arrested for selling 6 grams of cocaine in an October police sting. Police worked with an informant during the case. Police then obtained a warrant to search Laurie's house. That's when they say they found traces of methamphetamine and cocaine and more than 50 marijuana plants. But Ayer says there were issues with that warrant. He says the warrant wasn't transparent about the informant's motivation to report on Laurie. Ayer said the informant had a, quote, axe to grind.
There were some statements in the search warrant application that differed from the fact they were reported in the police report and as we understood them from some of the media that we obtained in discovery.
He says misstatements in a search warrant application can make it unconstitutional. Speaking during the change of plea hearing last month, Ayer said there was a lot the state was going to have to overcome to prosecute the case, and he didn't think they would have been able to do so. Assistant District Attorney Page declined to comment for this story. So did Haynes Police Chief Heath Scott. After the charges were dismissed last month, Scott told the Chilkat Valley News that, quote, mistakes happen. He told the CVN, quote, we've got to protect people's civil liberties. If we do something wrong, this is the outcome. Laurie also did not want to talk for this story. Earlier in the investigation, he told KHNS that he was unfairly targeted by police. He said it stemmed from a personal vendetta against him. The court accepted the plea deal, dismissing the remaining charges related to the October incident. Laurie was sentenced for 2 counts of violating a domestic violence protective order, and he received no jail time. In Haynes, I'm Abby Collins.